Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. I am Maria, your Chorus Call operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Quest Holdings conference call to present and discuss the first quarter 2022 financial results. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Quest Holdings management. Gentlemen, you may now proceed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alexandros Roustas, and I'm the Investor Relations Officer of Quest Holdings. And I'm sitting here with our CEO, Mr. Apostolos Georgantzis, and our CFO, Mr. Marcos Bitsakos. We are here to present you the financial results of the first 3 months period of 2022 and answer your questions. Now we'll give the microphone to Mr. Marcos Bitsakos for his opening remarks.
Good afternoon. I am Marcos Bitsakos, and I will start by saying that 2022 will have the complexity to be compared with last year, which had embedded one-off capital gains from TECA divestment, and most important, the discontinued operations of Cardlink, plus the significant capital gains from Cardlink sales occurred in the fourth quarter of 2021. Having said that, for the first quarter of the year, the relevant amounts that were included in last year's comparable period are the discontinued activity of Cardlink, which produced 11 million of sales, 4 million in EBITDA, and 2.4 million in EBT. In addition, we had the capital gains, which of course are non-organic results, from the sale of 12.5% of TECA participation, amounting circa 1 million. Therefore, in the overall profitability bridging, this year Quest Group had to cover a gap in EBITDA of 4 million euro and in EBT 3.3 million, which are considerable amounts for a single quarter. At the same time, I2 had in this quarter capital gains from the sale of its participation in IQ Sonus of 1.3 million, which smooth out this gap at least by the one-third of it. In addition, let's not forget that since the beginning of this year and for the whole first quarter, the political and economic environment had the following characteristics. Businesses and households had to deal with a severe problem of the increased energy cost. This has an impact on the disposable income, which inevitably limits consumption appetite, with different, of course, degree, depending on the product category. Then we have the war in Ukraine, which started in March and has worsened the sense of uncertainty, and combined with the energy cost, has had a negative impact in March sales. For Quest Group, the first 2 months of this year were relatively good for all of our companies. However, in March we witnessed the first warning signs of reduced consumption strength. This, of course, has quite different impact on our company's portfolio due to the different segments, and this is the beauty of business diversification. Lastly, compared to the corresponding first quarter of last year, there is a substantial change in the conditions regarding the pandemic. Because last year, all physical stores were closed as opposed to this year. Therefore, it is reasonable for e-commerce, which last year was the only available outlet for consumers, to display a decline this year, while physical retail chains are up in sales. Considering all that I just mentioned, we see among our portfolio higher resilience to this economic slowdown in the energy sector, having revenues locked up under the feed-in tariffs, the IT services sector, due to the continuous European Commission IT projects and the Greek digitalization process, and lastly, the Apple ecosystem, which continues its growth. To summarize, in the first quarter of 2022, Quest Group is higher than last year in total sales due to the large sale increase of I2 and IQT. EBITDA is declined by 8%, while EBT has already covered last year's capital gains as well as the discontinued activity of Carling, being at the same level as last year. Now, looking at the continued operation solely, this means on a like-to-like basis, Quest Group shows an improved pattern on all lines as opposed to last year. Namely, sales are higher by 16%, EBITDA is improved by 18%, earnings before tax is increased by 21%, and earnings after tax strengthened by 17%. Now, moving into the numbers, in the three-month period of 2022, total consolidated revenues reached 238 million, increased by 10% versus last year. Consolidated EBITDA amounting 16.8 million is reduced by 8% vis-a-vis last year. Approximately 4 million of last year consolidated EBITDA derives from Carling discontinued operation, which means that continuous operations EBITDA is enhanced by 18%. Consolidated earnings before tax amounting to 13.8 million is at the same level with last year's EBT. Thus, the EBT from continued operations come up with a growth of 21% on a like-for-like basis. Earnings after tax and non-controlling interest reached 10 million euros, 8% less than last year. However, as opposed to last year, continued operations, earnings after tax is increased by 17%. Group's net debt turned to 46 million net cash at the back of the cash inflow from Carling divestment and after the interim dividend distribution of 45 million euros completed on February 2022 compared to 22.8 million net debt in 2021. Now I will pass you over to Alexandros, who will give us the sector overview.
Thank you, Marco. Now diving deeper into our segments, we observe that the commercial activity segment, consisting of five main companies, InfoQuest, iSquare, iStorm, Quest Online, and several newcomers, namely ClimaQuest, Focus, Team Candy, and IQT Cyprus, grew by 22% at the sales level, while EBT increased by 14% year over year. The steepest growth comes from Apple product sales, while on the opposite side, e-commerce sales are lower compared to last year's Q1, where there was no physical retail alternative due to the lockdowns. IT services sector, consisting of Unisystems, IntelliSolutions and Team Candy, also improved by roughly 13% in sales and by 61% in EBT. Demand for IT services continues to grow due to the high number of digital transformation projects of the private and public sector. Furthermore, Intel's acquisition improved EBT by roughly 1 million. Postal services, which is ACS sales, declined by 3.7%, while EBT remained flat compared to the first quarter of 2021. The results are mainly driven by the fall of e-commerce in 2022, since last year's parcel deliveries were boosted by lockdowns. There is also an impact by higher transportation costs related to the increase in the cost of fuels. Last but not least, Quest Energy segment sales were higher by 8% and EBT by 17% due to the addition of 2 megawatts and the relative lower interest rates. Now let me pass over to Apostolos Georgatzis to provide the outlook.
Good afternoon from me too. As it has already been explained by Marcos and Alexandros, most of our continued operation grew during the first quarter of 2022, with half of them presenting double-digit growth rates in sales and profitability. We have a very strong start of the year during January and February, as Marcos mentioned, followed by a less strong March, which presented growth but at a milder rate. The diversification of our businesses helped us once again to move in a positive ground in this quarter. It must be noted that during the same period last year, there was a lockdown which led e-commerce to a double-digit decline during this quarter. Having concluded a very successful 2021, Our initial estimations for the whole 2022 were also positive for both consolidated sales and profitability from continuous operation. Currently, we're more cautious about the next months and the remaining period of 2022 due to the economic situation, meaning the energy prices, the inflation, and the Ukraine war, and their effects to the consumptions and costs. In more detail, per sector regarding continued operation outlook, regarding the first sector, which is the commercial activity sector, we estimate a mild growth for 2022 sales with similar or higher profitability versus last year. However, there are concerns about the consumption trends and the economy in general, given the impact of the energy cost and the war in Ukraine. Regarding the second sector, which is the IT services sector, this segment is continuing to be possibly affected by the higher demand in IT services, while it has a high backlog of signed projects which exceed 400 million. Therefore, double-digit sales and profitability growth is estimated for 2022, driven by accelerated investments on digital transformation by the private as well as by the public sector. Profitability will also be boosted by IntelliSolution contribution that was acquired at the end of 2021 by at least 1.2 million. Now going to the postal services sector, for the whole 2022, we estimated sales to be flat or with a mild growth coming after the first 5 months, driven by e-commerce growth. Profitability is estimated to be at 2021 levels or slightly lower due to increased transportation costs that are affected by the fuel prices. Our new automated state-of-the-art sorting hub will be fully operational during the first half of 2022, which is expected to allow us gradually to improve operational efficiency and to increase significantly our capacity. Finally, regarding the renewable energy production sector, our current estimation for 2022 is for a mild growth in both sales and profitability, driven mainly by 2021 and 2022 investments. On a consolidated basis regarding continued operation, our current estimation for the whole 2022 is for a mild growth in sales and slight compression in profit margin, leading to similar or slightly lower profitability. This current outlook is based on the assumption that there will be no further deterioration of the economy, nor the war situation in Ukraine, nor the inflation in energy prices and goods, and the impact of consumption trends. Having said that, the group has a solid commercial and financial position to successfully address any further challenges that might arise. Quest Group current cash position is solid with above 200 million in cash and available credit lines, allowing us to continue our planned growth investments and to endure any hardships. Our investment plans for this year include more than 60 million capex related mostly to growth investments, and we continue this plan with no drawbacks. These investments mainly regard to the infrastructure of courier services, the expansion of product sector to the Klima ERCO market through the acquisition of YED, and the increase of the energy portfolio. Especially regarding YED, we should mention that the court decision was published and approved the restructuring plan agreement, thus opening the path to us to participate to the upcoming capital increase to get the majority of the company during the remaining of the year. At the same time, we also carefully pursue possible other M&As in order to further propel our growth. Now, let me pass back to Alexandros.
Okay, that was a brief overview for the first quarter, as well as the outlook for the full year. We are now happy to take your questions.
The first question is from the line of Sviriadi Natalia with Eurobank Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my questions. I was trying to figure out if you've seen in the current trends after March, if you could give us a brief outlook of what is going on in the commercial activities business. As I understand, you're looking for a decline in the rest of the year in on your sales there, so as to achieve the mild sales growth we're talking about for full year 22. Do you see supply chain and shortages differences there, or is it just consumption purely, which is, you know, affecting that? This is my first question. I have a question. I was wondering if you have in your figures any impact of the Dimitriou deal and the ones that you have in your guidance, and what should we be expecting there? A positive impact in your Clima business or something? And maybe if you could give us an outlook on the investments you were talking in the RES division or anything else you're thinking of. Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. This is Apostolos Georgantzis. I will answer the first two questions and then I will pass to Marco regarding investment and CAPEX. Now, regarding the outlook for the commercial sector, what we have seen a very strong beginning of the year, January and February. Then we've seen March, as Marcos has mentioned, not so strong, and this continues more or less in April so far. May still hasn't finished. So we see a gradual, let's say, declining, which mainly our estimation is that it's affected due to the energy prices and consumption. So we estimated the effect to be because of that. Currently, due to increased buying of, let's say, equipment in advance, having viewed already the problems in the supply chains, we don't experience any problems in the supply chains. The outlook for the sector is that we estimate the Apple business being positive the whole year, while the remaining part of the commercial business to be more affected by the problems, let's say, or the difficulties in the consumptions in the economy. But overall, we estimate the sector to be positive in sales and at the same levels or positive compared to last year. Now, regarding the second question, which is Dimitriou. Regarding Dimitriou, we have a positive development regarding the approval by the court of the agreement for the restructuring of the company. We expect during the next few months the process of capital increase of the company to the company, in which we're going to invest about 5 million in the capital, as well as additional capital for working capital in order for the business to be financially healthy and be able to increase its business. So far we have some business coming from Dimitriou, but at the moment we don't own Dimitriou. We just support the business financially as a sub-distributor, let's say, with a small margins. Now, in a full blow, this company could be could have sales that could exceed 30 to 35 million. Part of it is already included in our numbers because we operate as a sub-distributor. Of course, what will be done is that the acquisition of the majority of Dimitriou will also increase our profitability, because the margins in this business are about triple of what happens in the IT sector. Now, we'll pass to Marco regarding the question about investment and CAPEX. Marco.
Okay. As Apostolos mentioned a little bit earlier, the total CAPEX for the year is estimated to be in the range of 60 million. Half of this CAPEX is related to Yedi Dimitriou. We have said already several times that we will need approximately 25 to 30 million euro, both for the capital increase in Dimitriou and working capital requirements. The other half will be used from ACS and InfoQuest Technologies. ACS will need approximately 15 to 20 million for the new hub conclusion and some additional last mile investments. And InfoQuest technology has additional requirements for equipment for its new logistic center. Lastly, we have the energy sector, which is estimated to invest approximately 6 million euro. Although the first quarter of this year, CAPEX was relatively low compared to the 60 million. I remind you that the first quarter CAPEX is 5.5 million. We anticipate CAPEX to be accelerated in the second half of the year for Dimitriou and the other requirements that I just mentioned.
Okay, this is clear.
The next question is from the line of Kalogeropoulos Yannis with Beta Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. I have a couple of questions regarding several of your operations. First of all, could you give us the exact figure that ClimaQuest contributed in the retail segment sales for Q1 22? The ClimaQuest as it stands right now, just with the GRE and the partial representation of Dimitriou, what's the amount of sales that it contributed in Q1?
Yes, ClimaQuest for the first quarter of the year, it's still at very low levels. It's not compared to the what we've done. I mean, the business that we support for, let's say, as a sub distributor of Dimitriou is not done through ClimaQuest. It's been done by InfoQuest. ClimaQuest sales for the first quarter is of the order of 1.5 million, and has to be noted, however, that it's not the strong period of it. There is a strong seasonality in this business during the second and the third quarter, so most of the revenues are produced during that period. Last year, at the same period, we had zero because during the first quarter of 2021, ClimaQuest actually was not operating. So the revenues that we see, let's say, from the Clima sector, apart from ClimaQuest, in the first quarter, if I well remember, it's still low. It's below 5 million or of the order of 5 million, and it's been booked by InfoQuest, but with a very small margin because we don't operate as a normal distributor. We operate as a facilitator for Yer Dimitriou to be, in order to be alive in the very difficult financial situation it is now, and having no credit risk because of that.
So to get it right, the figure that you have provided for the full year as a guidance for ClimaQuest businesses, the 30 to 40 million sales, is split between ClimaQuest and IQ2, or it refers solely to ClimaQuest?
ClimaQuest is it's a small business. It's of the order of 5 to 10 million per year. Yer Dimitriou could be the remaining, which could be more than 25 or maybe more than 30 million. Altogether, it could be between 30 and 40 million euro on a normal year in which we're going to have the whole business as part of the group.
Okay, with an EBITDA margin in the area of 10 to 15%, that's three times the EBITDA margin you have on the retail business of the 4%. Is that correct?
I would say that could be about 3%, three times the EBT line. Okay. It would be, therefore, could be between 7 to 12%, according to the economies of scales that we're going to be able to achieve.
Okay.
Usually I would say that would be about 10%, but at the current situation we also have increased cost of transportation for goods coming from China, which slightly reduce the gross margin of the business.
Okay, my second question regards your renewable energy division. You mentioned that you added 2 megawatts. If I reckon well, that was towards the end of last year. Could you provide us with an outlook of how many megawatts should we wait still more to come within the year, within 2022? And what's the target for the end of 2022? Now you are on 32. Is it fair to suppose that you will be at something around 35 megawatts by year end?
Hi, Jan, this is Markus speaking. The first part of your question, the 2 megawatts were added in early January 2022, not in last year. So it was early this year. Now the plans, we have a frame agreement for a greenfield project of a bunch of small parks of half megawatt each. We have some difficulties for the sourcing of materials, meaning the panels and in general the equipments needed. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to achieve to add during this year. I hope that the target of adding up with 33 to 35 megawatts will be achieved, something like that.
Okay.
But it all depends on the sourcing of material.
And my last question refers to your balance sheet. If I have calculated the figures correctly, you had the working capital over sales ratio during Q1 of in excess of 40%. Is there a particular reason for that, or is normal business for Quest to have increased working capital requirements as you build up inventory in Q1 in order to secure sales in the forthcoming quarters? And we'll see that 40% figure coming down in the remaining quarters of the year.
I will take the percentage that you mentioned, Jan, as correct. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't have it in my mind right now. You are right by saying, though, that the working capital was increased. This is partially the normal course of business for Quest Group as a whole. And in addition, allow me to remind you that we have already said in the past that we use the excess cash in order to build up adequate inventory, let's say, to facilitate sales against these disruptions that we see both in sourcing and in the transportation from the east. So we build up excess inventory, I would say.
Okay, and my last question refers to your cash balance, which by the end of Q1 was around 44 million. If we subtract the remaining dividend you have already announced for your shareholders base, which is 0.15 cents for let's say 110 million shares, that equals around 17 million. More cash distribution to your shareholders out of the 44-point-something balance you have on Q1. Is there a possibility of further shareholders' reward towards the end of the year, or you'll keep the remaining half cash in order to facilitate your increased CapEx figure, the Euro 60 million that you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, this is a question that cannot be answered. The only thing that we do know and we can verify is that the Board of Directors will have, during our General Assembly in June 15, the proposal to distribute this 15 cents per share. Now, if anything else will happen in the future, nobody knows. I'm not sure. I mean, we cannot give you that kind of answer.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
The next question is from the line of Safari Arash with Quaero Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Congratulations again for very strong quarter in a tough time, and thank you again for the clarity. I just had a question on ACS and the market structure, and if you could go into a little bit more detail on the dynamics and the latest competitive environment and pricing. And perhaps the reason I ask is, I mean, I remember, I think, reading a press report in 2020 in the peak of a pandemic, and it may be wrong, please correct me if it was inaccurate, that said, I think due to strong demand, you attempted to put up prices then and customers were unhappy, so you didn't. And I think you made some comments now in regards to how costs could be a little bit of a drag for ACS this year, for obvious reasons. But is it a sector that just, you know, is still too competitive to absorb price increases, even with, you know, the strength of the ACS network? Or is it that you're trying to still help the industry grow, if you like, in terms of, not inhibiting transition to e-commerce? I just feel like your sort of more strategic thoughts on that industry, how it stands now, and is it just that people will always maybe trade down to an inferior product in a tougher time if you do put up prices? Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Apostolos. Thank you, Aras, for the question. Now, regarding ACS, what we see is that, of course, it's a very competitive market. ACS has, after many years, managed to increase its prices already during during the beginning of the year, so by the more or less year end, in most of its clients, and this was done because of gradual increase of costs, which is passed to the prices basically. Now, regarding the outlook, what we have at the moment is that we have some increased costs. Of course, most of them are absorbed by the increase in prices, if not all of them. And we had the decline in volumes, which was a double-digit decline during the first four and a half months. So till nearly today, because of last year's lockdown, the volume of e-commerce in Greece was down by a double-digit number of between 20 to 30%, let's say. And this also affected the business of ACS in terms of volume. However, as you have seen, due to the price increases and the gradual streamline of costs of ACS, has managed to have a much lower effect in terms of sales as well as profitability. Now, going forward, we expect that this is a very promising market because of e-commerce. We expect that the remaining year, the remaining 7 months, to be positive in terms of sales because we see that the growth of e-commerce will continue to come, and the comparison to last year's regarding the period of the first four and a half months, or let's say 5 months, it's just an anomaly because last year we had this lockdown. And this is a general trend for the whole e-commerce, it's not just for ACS. So we expect that this will also affect our e-commerce business, U.gr. Looking on further down the road, as we have mentioned in the past, we expect that this business has, due to e-commerce, many years of growth. We expect this growth could be of the order of 10 to 15% per year. However, this in the midterm, could be affected due to the cost of energy and consumption that might be, let's say, not so strong during this year, or maybe beginning of the next year, due to the energy prices. Once this is, let's say, streamlined, we estimate that we're going to see also even better results and margins. Therefore, we expect a better, let's say, period for the remaining year. Of course, we're not very sure about the consumption and the effect of energy in consumption. Therefore, we're a bit cautious of, let's say, at the moment of giving a stronger, let's say, outlook for the whole year. I hope I've answered the question.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you very much.
And this is the reason why we've done all these big investments in the new sorting hub during the last few years, because we expect that By doing all these investments, we're going to have a huge advantage compared to our competition and to manage to grow faster and to gain market shares.
Thank you. That was great. Thank you very much.
The next question is from the line of Lamnizis Christos with Alpha Trust. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the presentation and congratulations for the results. I would like to ask, in terms of your inventory, do you think you have enough of inventory to support the demand coming towards summer?
Well, this is the, you know, the $1 million question. We think we have enough inventory. Yeah, according to our plans, we think we have enough inventory. However, if the demand rises a lot, or you know, there are some sponsored programs by the Greek state who may raise the demand, perhaps we, you know, we may face some shortage. But in any case, we, as we said before, we decided to invest in higher inventory to address as much as we can any steep rise in demand.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Apostolos Grigadzis for any closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Dear all, we would like to thank you for your participation and your interest to our company, and we hope to see you soon also in person. Have a nice afternoon.